Actor Hans Obma grew up in Fond du Lac and La Crosse, graduated from UW-Madison, and lives in Green Bay now. His acting career took him to Los Angeles for a while, and he's just back from the debut of his latest role in Wales.
Du hinner min visas till garin. Den kommer för tid. Är det deligt? Din visas är vi.
Hans struck out in his early efforts to break into acting until he leaned into his second love, learning foreign languages inspired by his high school Spanish teacher. He says learning languages has opened doors for him, not just as an actor, but in making connections wherever he goes. Hans Obma's credits include Better Call Saul and WandaVision. Most recently, he had a recurring role in the Welsh drama Pobl y Cwm, the BBC's longest-running TV soap opera, and he wrote and starred in a short film out this year called Cardigan. He spoke with Rob Ferret.
Now, your career kind of combines two threads, acting, which we'll talk about in a bit, but also languages. And you're good at them, and I'm envious. What got you interested in pursuing foreign languages?
Well, so when I was in high school, I had a fantastic teacher named Julie Prophet, who stated to me that I had a gift for languages. And that was foundational for me. I found that I required affirmation, and that got me swimming. So by the time I graduated high school, I was a Spanish speaker and a French speaker. When I came to UW-Madison, I did both of those and also began studying a bit of German. And then eventually when I moved to Los Angeles, languages became so my bread and butter that it became a daily thing. And I currently speak five languages.
And you've worked some with your languages, I think, as an interpreter at some points and some teaching. But acting, that is the other thread. What got you into taking the plunge to be an actor and to go to L.A. and give it a shot?
I was in Los Angeles for about 5 years, and I had been attempting everything. I'm a persistent soul, but by the end of those 5 years, I had booked no work, and I sought advice, and fortunately, I received some that was excellent, because there's a lot of people who want to give you advice, so finding the good stuff is a little challenging, but the advice was, become known for excellence at just one thing, and at that point, I did speak French and Spanish and had dabbled in German, and I decided, well, people have always thought Hans Obma was from Germany ever since I was very little. Why don't I lean into that? And every time I meet a casting director, I mention that I speak languages and accents. Literally a week after shooting my first bit of footage, I had my first role on General Hospital playing a Russian bad guy named Horvat.
Right, and you've learned Russian. That's been added to your repertoire?
It has, although my Russian is very basic. I'm very
enough
clear
for
about
an
that.
American audience.
So here's my goal. My goal with languages is to always be eager to speak languages with people. I think that is a big bar to clear. You don't want to be the person who doesn't want people to know they speak a language because they'd be embarrassed by not speaking it. So with French, with Spanish, with German, with Welsh, I'm eager to find people and talk with them as much as possible. With Russian, I'd rather them not know. So.
Well, now you just hit on my obstacle with foreign languages.
Yeah.
One, I'm not that great at them, but I've tried a lot, and I know the thing I need to do is talk to people in those languages I'm trying to learn. And, oh, my God, I talk right for a living, and that fills me with fear. How do you suggest people, losers like me, overcome that fear?
Well, the main thing with language is you are right that speaking is how it happens, but that must be paired with the acceptance that I'm going to make mistakes, I'm eager to make mistakes, I will make mistakes, because that is the person that eventually speaks very well. That is where fluency comes from. When a person begins to speak without thinking much about it, that is when a person is able to just do anything, and that comes from being willing to make mistakes and not being concerned about them.
Now, you've mentioned Spanish, French, German, and Russian. Okay, people study those pretty often. Welsh is the
other one.
Okay, what did you just say in Welsh?
I just said, well, I made one small mistake and claimed Welsh was an American language. It is not. Welsh is the Gymraeg is the language of the Welsh. It is a Celtic language, a sister language to Scottish Gaelic as well as to the Irish language, and it is the most widely spoken Celtic language in the world.
And what led you to tackle Welsh?
So, my grandmother, who emigrated to Wisconsin, was originally from Wales. She was not a Welsh speaker, but because of that, when I began writing TV scripts, I incorporated Welsh themes into the project. And over lockdown, I began developing a TV series called A Question of Service, which involves a Wisconsin person who's half Welsh. And as I began developing that series further, I recognized this concept would be much stronger if the main character were a Welsh speaker. Mm-hmm. So I went to Wales with the goal of spending a summer learning basic Welsh. But by the end of the summer, I'd had such a lovely time and started making friends that I decided to take the plunge and go further into it. Now, 3 years in, I'm a Welsh speaker. I'm part of Welsh culture. I'm working on a Welsh TV show.
Now, put a pin in that for a moment. There's a little story behind how your Welsh grandma ended up here in the United States.
It is true. So my grandmother was on a bus from Cardiff to Bryn Mawr, where she was from. And there was a good-looking American GI, this is during World War II, who offered her his seat. And she said, you know what, why don't you come over and have tea with my family? And 2 weeks later, they were married.
All right. Now, you've learned Welsh, partly out of respect for that family heritage, partly for that TV project. And now your longest-running booking on TV is not in an English-language TV show. It's in this long-running, I understand, Welsh drama. How did you go from, sure, I'll try learning Welsh, to you're a fixture on Welsh TV all of a sudden?
So after I had been learning Welsh for about a year, I became friends. I was in Cardiff, and I became friends with an actor. His name is Rhys Ap Trefor, a fantastic actor who was working on Pobl y Cwm at the time. He plays bad guys, which I also tend to do, so there was a bit of a connection in that way. And we got along well enough, and he was pleased enough with my Welsh. He's like, why don't we pitch you to my show? And so we came up with two different scenarios where I would maybe play his twin brother or closely aged brother, because we look vaguely similar. That did not end up adding up. But a year later, then I met with a producer through a different set of circumstances. And they were pleased enough with my Welsh to say, let me get back to you. Uh-huh. And he had asked me too, like, who are some of the actors on our show that you think are great? And I named one who is, well, arguably the Welsh actress of the generation. Her name is Sarah Lloyd Gregory. And 2 weeks later, he contacted me and said, what do you think of playing her secret husband, who's American, who has gone to prison and learned Welsh on her behalf? And that gave me a lovely soapy story.
We're talking to Wisconsin actor Hans Obma about his love of languages and how they've opened doors for him in life and in his acting career. Now, you, as we're talking, you just recently got back from an event in Wales, a national Eisteddfod? Am I saying that right?
You're close. Eisteddfod.
Eisteddfod. I wasn't that close.
Well, everyone says it wrong except for Welsh speakers, so you were good.
Okay, what is that?
So the Eisteddfod is the yearly competition / language festival. So Wales is known for being the land of poets and singers. And every year they chair the prime poet of the year, where they write an absurdly complex poem in the Welsh language, and then they receive a chair. So Eisteddfod means the seating. So they, as in this poet receives a chair. But again, people compete with monologues, people compete in songs. It is how generations of Welsh people become skilled creators. It is also the case that the whole culture comes together of Welsh speakers. So while there, you never know what TV producers you're going to meet. You never know which people are just there watching everything. And there's concerts everywhere. The Eisteddfod, yeah.
And what did you do there?
Well, I did a handful of things. One, I was on a panel with Pobl y Cwm, this TV show that I've been sharing with you about. I also learned two monologues in the Welsh language and competed with a bunch of 20-year-olds to see who would win the Richard Burton Prize. So Richard Burton is arguably the most famous actor over the generations from Wales. And it was crazy. It was the way that I compare it to, it's like if a non-native English speaker were to learn Shakespeare monologues and perform them. It's quite different from a non-native English speaker learning a standard current script and doing it.
As I've mentioned, like if I was trying to ask for directions to the library in another language, I'd have a near panic attack. What was it like being up with presumably some of the most talented young people in Wales?
It is correct.
Competing with them in their language.
Well, for one thing, actually, by the end, I was very eager to pat myself on the back and say, I have been brave, which I think is the standard for how anything can ever happen. A person needs to be brave enough to go and attempt and do something crazy. And I was brave. And I didn't win, and I shouldn't have won. There were lovely, excellent people doing these fantastic monologues. They were crushing it. But, I mean, at the end, I was delighted to have gone and swung away and done the thing. And I think that'll be the last time I do it. But it was great. No regrets.
Now, as an actor, you've been to L.A., but now you're basing yourself in Green Bay. You're working on some projects. You've done the TV show in Wales. You did a short there. But you're basing yourself in Green Bay. How is that for you as an actor? Is that something you think is viable?
So the last few years that I was in Los Angeles, I had begun spending summers in Europe. I had gone to France to study French. I had gone to Germany to study Germany. And I had found that I was not experiencing a high level of joy living in Los Angeles. And I started thinking, if I could be anywhere, I would be among my family in Wisconsin. But it took a pandemic to be able to say, I'm going to pull that trigger and go and do that. Mm-hmm. And it has been a complete win. Now, the fear was I would be based in Wisconsin and I would cease to get work anywhere. But that proved not to be true at all. So I work often in Los Angeles, in Atlanta, in New Mexico, now in the UK. Being here has not been a difficulty. Now, occasionally I need to very quickly arrive in Los Angeles, as in sometimes it'll be, please arrive tomorrow or something like that. But it's a small price to pay to get to be in good old Wisconsin.
Hans, thank you so much for sharing your story with us.
Pleasure. Thank you.
That's Green Bay actor Hans Obma. His most recent role is in Welsh in the long-running soap opera Pobl y Cwm. He spoke with Rob Ferret.